RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana, one best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show.
Hey, it's a football Friday, and we're not even here. We're enjoying the long holiday break. We're doing a best of Hockman, Crowder, and Solana so that me and Crowder and Solana and Jimmy can enjoy some time off with our families for Christmas. But Solana and I are here just to guide you through the best of. So Merry Christmas, Solana. You had a good Christmas yesterday?
I did. Spent it with the fam, Hawk. Merry Christmas to you and to everybody.
Very exciting. We've got some good stuff for everyone today. Do you want to do just a quick cursory headlines before we get right into the best of for this Football Friday? Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Knowing our luck, the Heat trade for Giannis, right at this time. The Dolphins play the Buccaneers on Sunday, 1 p.m. Game day uncensored begins at 9 a.m. The Heat play the Hawks tonight. That'll be on FM 104.3 WQAM. They play the Pacers tomorrow back at home. Tonight's game is in Atlanta. And the Florida Panthers host the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow. That's a 7 p.m. puck drop. That'll be on AM 560.
All the stuff that we're going to play for you today happened during the calendar year of 2025. So this is kind of like a year-end rundown of some fun segments that we had throughout the year. And we will start it off, if you remember, in February, I went to London with my wife, had a nice two-week vacay. I came back, I had a British accent.
Smashing day here in Miami. We get ready to talk a little sport, what we do on this program. Had a brilliant time in London. Don't think that it's going to change the program at all, Crowder. My week or so in London, everything will remain the same.
Why are you wearing a fedora?
It's not a fedora, it's a flat hat. Flat hat. It was brilliant. London was brilliant. I had a lovely time on holiday. I appreciate you all holding it down. I was out there. Of course, I saw friends. I was able to share a tipple with some friends. I saw a cracker of a Premier League match. Enjoyed some delicious scran. And over the course of the 8 or 9 days in the UK, I enjoyed a chippy or two, a toasty, some mushy peas.
So we gotta, will it get out of your system as fast as it got in? Because I can't deal with this for weeks. I can deal with it for a week.
Deal with what? I don't know anything that's different. We'll continue to do the show we do. We'll talk sport. God save the king.
I got a week in me, bro. I got a week in me.
We'll say this. I was unable to see the Heat for 8 or 9 days. So the first I saw them was last night. They look great, man. They really got it together. They've gelled. Seems like they're going to make a good push here for the postseason because last night they handled their business.
You ain't missed nothing. I'll tell you, Wiggins wasn't scoring 40 for the week you were gone.
People were saying, oh, my God, Heathrow is burning down. I said, listen, that's nothing compared to what's going on with the Heat right now. What'd they lose, 11 in a row, Solana?
No, don't be ridiculous. Just 10.
Oh, they lost 10 in a row?
10 in a row, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 11. I don't know why I saw it was 11.
10 in a row, but it was ugly. It was embarrassing.
I didn't get to see really much of it. Today is UM Pro Day, by the way. I don't know if you watched. I'm a little under the weather. Mm. So I'm going to tell you why this happened. This is so infuriating to me. So on Wednesday, we took the train to Paris. We took the Eurostar to Paris. Wednesday night, we come back because we've still got Thursday and Friday in London. We're flying out Saturday. Wednesday night in our carriage. You know, they call it a carriage there. It's my class here. So in the carriage, there's a guy. He is sneezing, sniffling, coughing, blowing his nose. But the Eurostar sold out. You have assigned seats. Yeah. He's sitting right across from me. 2 hours. I'm on under the English Channel, if you will, the channel. And he is. The whole flipping Eurostar ride. And I said to Lori, I go, well, we're sick. That's it. We're sick. There's no way to avoid this. Like, we're sick. This guy's spreading germs all over the place. It's just a selfish ass. I would have said something if I was in the States. Because, first of all, I didn't even know where I was under the channel. I didn't know who owns that. I didn't want to get in any kind of international rift.
I am glad you made it back and you ain't run nobody hot and get locked up or nothing.
They love me over there. I was practically a local there. I was local in Paris for sure. I mean, I really made my mark.
We were worried about you. We talked about you every day. I had great concerns that I would now have to fly and get you out of some, you know, hostel that they had you locked in. So I'm glad you did make it back, even if you're sick.
No, I had great times with many new mates over there. Like I said, a tipple, sometimes a pint, and every now and then a spot of tea, because when in London, do as the Londoners do. I have to say, in all honesty, I have to say, I've visited some big cities, international and national. I like New York City, going to theater, whatever. I believe I can say London is my favorite big city on the planet that I have visited so far. Tokyo, close second. We love Tokyo. But obviously, much more difficult to communicate there. And my over-the-top impersonation really doesn't play well in 2024, 2025. Yeah. So, I can't even walk through the streets doing my over-the-top impersonations. It plays a little rougher. Get closer to 6 o'clock here, though. I may break it out because I'm on a whole bunch of meds. No, I really do believe London is my favorite big city on the planet. I cannot believe how great that city is.
I will tell you, I've been to London. We went over there with the team. So London was cool. I like Spain, whatever, Barcelona. We went over there. It was cool. And, okay, yeah, so it's different. But it's crazy for you to say from L.A. to New York to, Atlanta and Miami.
Chicago, all the major cities. Yep.
Chicago's awesome. Chicago has great restaurants and people. But for you to say London's your favorite, I got to go. I have to go in more of a work, more than just a work capacity. I need to go hang out.
I just couldn't believe how great that city was, how well it runs, with the tube. I mean, you literally can get anywhere and there is people and dining and pubs. I mean, every corner, markets, Borough Market, Camden Market, I was startled at how much I love that city. I did not expect it.
Wow, they have people over there?
Fascinating. Lots of people.
Wow.
There's humans. Did you go through the park? That big park in the middle of the city? Did you walk through the big park?
Hyde Park?
No, Central Park.
I don't know what the name is. I remember it was like Central Park.
Central Park.
No, it was Central Park of London, but it's a big, it has a big loop around it. It's gigantic, and the park.
I believe you're talking about Hyde Park.
I remember walking through.
Yeah, it was really neat. I'm telling you, I cannot believe how much I loved London. Couldn't believe it. Paris, we were there for a day. So, it was great, but it was a day. So I can't really tell you other than, we had a crepe and a croissant.
Oh, you had a croissant. And,
I had a croissant. What else did we have in Paris?
Were you doing your sticks there with the people of the city?
I may have been.
That's why I was worried, because I know how you are. And we talked about it.
They love
four or five days. I was like, he's going to start this crap with these people and they're not going to get it and they're going to get offended.
No, they love me. I'm like a local. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have citizenship now in France and the UK. Just based on my attitude.
Did any interactions get a little dicey where you had to pull back and let me not do this now?
Just this jackass on the train. I'm telling you, I was going to lose my mind on him.
But that's normal. That's in America too. I fly a lot and it happens. The guy gets on, his nose. Why would you get on this plane next to me?
When we flew, I was sick, obviously. When we flew home on Saturday, I was sick because the guy got me sick. It was Wednesday night. By Friday, I was starting to feel it. And so when I'm flying, if I'm sick, I'm very isolated in my seat, sat next to the window. If I have to blow my nose, I'll go to the lavatory and I'll blow my nose so that it's not, I also, even though it was an afternoon flight because I was a little under the weather, I took an Ambien. I took a migraine shot only because it knocks me out. I didn't even have a migraine, but I was like, you know what? This will help me. A 10-hour flight. Just inject my thigh, take an Ambien. I'll do whatever to make sure I'm not offensive to anybody. This guy, he's staring right at me. And he was a tribe member. Drove me crazy.
He was
part of my tribe.
He was sneezing. He was sneezing your way.
I mean, I was for the love of Hashem. But then I didn't know if I should do it in a British accent or a French accent, because it was in between the two. Guy, what? Hey,
Solana, he got a little high class. What did he just call the bathroom, Solana? I would go to the lavatory.
When you're speaking of a bathroom on an airplane, you have to say lavatory. I'll tell you the greatest accomplishment that I had in London. Yeah, London. We were at Camden Market. You've been to Camden Market, Solana? You've been to London, yeah?
No, I've never been to London.
Oh. Camden Market, you know, one of these food markets or whatever, but this was more of like a gritty one, you know, like kind of like the Clash, you know, it's like one of these artsy, you know, vibes. I had to go to the bathroom. There was a public restroom at Camden Market, but it was a pay restroom and it wasn't working well. It was like a turnstile and people were trying to drop their, this was England, so they tried to drop a pound or whatever, I don't know, you know, a couple of quid. And people, like, they couldn't figure it out. They were getting turned away. I got up there. I kept hitting it with the Apple Pay. Finally went through. I got to use the restroom there. I felt like a local because people couldn't figure out how to get in. Now, it had cost me like $85 because I don't know how many times I swiped the thing and it said no and whatever. But for that moment, I really felt like I had it together.
Big man.
So on Friday, I'm in Mayfair and there's a pharmacy, an apothecary. You probably know it as a pharmacy. So I see this apothecary and I say to myself, you know, I'd like to get a little something for the head cold that's coming on. So I go in there. I want to get some DayQuil. This is by far the funniest moment of the trip. I walk in. I'm in England, mind you, but I've lost my mind at this point because I'm getting sick. And the man behind the counter is probably, I don't know, Arab or Middle Eastern or something. So he's not glisteningly white. So I'm like, head cold, no drowsy. So he's like, you're looking for some DayQuil? And I'm like, yeah, no sleep.
Head cold, no drowsy.
And then I realized, like, and I swear to God, I'm like, no sleep. He's like, okay, mate, here's a day nurse. It's called day nurse. Hey, day nurse, and how about a whatever? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm literally, like, I swear to God, I had lost my mind. I forgot I was in an English-speaking country. So I'm like, no drowsy. He's like, hey, you're looking for DayQuil, mate.
Oh. It happens, man. when you're overseas, you simplify just like you're assume, talking yeah, to a you 2 year assume. Old.
The guy speaks better English than I do because they speak the Queen's yes. English. No drowsy.
DayQuil, brother, you know, that's what you're looking for. Stuff face head cold. You slow down the words. I do the same thing.
Man, I've got some stories. It was fun. Had a great time. Saw some of your guys' shows that I missed over the last week or so. I was looking at YouTube. Looked like it was fun. Looks like Buckets and Bets was fun. Just a lot going on. So let's. We do have a lot to get to today. This week we have tickets for The Offspring with special guest Jimmy Eat World. Now you remember what Jimmy Eat World means to South Florida sports, Crowder?
It was the Panthers' goal song.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Several seasons ago. Offspring tickets, Jimmy Eat World, and Newfound Glory. They're bringing their Supercharge tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater in July. So just keep listening to us all week. It's a Live Nation show. We will give away a pair of tickets every single day. Josh Appel is going to join us, and Joe Zagacki is going to join us. It is Canes Pro Day. Let's get a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Is it the same Offspring like the Dixie Chicks time? Because I talk about like being at UF and having the songs where like wide open spaces would set the white girls off. Offspring was one of those same bands that was around that time. They can go.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yeah, they can go. Yeah, man.
Yeah, they got some hits.
I done made some whoopee off Offspring.
Solana for the headlines. No drowsy.
Don't worry. These headline talk are going to be ravishing, I assure you. The Heat and their 10-game losing streak. Finally, they beat
drowsy.
I swear, when it hit me what I was doing, I wanted to curl up on the floor. I wanted to curl up because I didn't feel well anyway, but I wanted to curl up on the floor. Head cold. No drowsy. All right, mate, you're looking for a little Dayquil, are you?
I have done that in so many countries.
But with an English-speaking guy?
Move to city on autobus. So what are you looking for, sir? I'm trying to find the bus stop.
But, like, it's not like I found a random English-speaking guy who happened to understand the language. I was in an English-speaking country.
Autobus? No. You want to get on the bus? Like, you're good, mate.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the best of Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana on this football festive Friday. By the way, before we get to the next best of segment as the year winds down, Hard Rock Bet is turning up the excitement for new customers. Sign up, place a $5 bet. If it wins, you'll score $150 in bonus bets on top of your winnings. That's ending the year on a high note. It's not just holiday season, it's no sweat season on Hard Rock Bet. Every day for the rest of the month, you got a few days left, you get a no-sweat bet for the biggest game on the slate. So just open up the Hard Rock Bet app each day, see what the matchup is, place your bet, you either win or you get a bonus bet back to try again. And it's bowl season, best season on Hard Rock Bet, whether it's the playoff matchups or the chaos of the bowl slate. College football is even better when you're in on the action. If you're more into the hardwood than the gridiron, Hard Rock Bet puts the entire basketball season in the palm of your hand, from tip-off to buzzer beaters and everything in between. This holiday weekend, make sure you have the Hard Rock Bet app handy. Refer your friends to Hard Rock Bet. You'll both score a bonus bet up to $50.
It's up to $50 for you, up to $50 for them. Bet together, win together, get the party started on Hard Rock Bet, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. This segment, Solana, delights me because I think it's such a great snapshot of what this show is. We're fascinated earlier this year that Benihana added burritos as a menu item. They still have them, you think? That
no couldn't shot.
Have lasted, right?
No shot.
There's no way that lasted. So we were fascinated by that. And then we always get fascinated when we ask Jimmy to call a business for us to get more info because he just freezes up. So here it is. Benihana adds burritos and Jimmy has to call them. Benihana has announced hibachi burritos. I don't know if either of you guys have seen this. So Benihana now has burritos that are filled with their famous stir-fried hibachi rice, and then you get your choice of grilled steak, chicken, or shrimp with a drizzle of house-made teriyaki sauce inside a tortilla. It's only available for takeout and delivery orders.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I think it's pretty inspired because you're not going to take out stir-fry.
No.
Aronde might. I know Aronde is going to call it. They're going to text me and say, I take out stir fry all the time.
Hibachi or stir fry?
Hibachi.
Yeah.
You're not going to, like, what's the point, though? I always say, what's the point of getting it there? And I understand the rice is better because it's hibachi style. But you know what? Just go to Pollo Tropical or go to Chicken Kitchen, and because all you're really craving is rice and chicken. So you can, you know, cut out the price of the show. But now I think they have a viable to-go or delivery option, Benihana. If I say to you, like, oh, I don't want to get Moe's because the food's better at Benihana, and I can get it in the delivery system of a burrito, I don't know. I think it's kind of a game changer.
No, I think they're going up somebody else's wheelhouse, and you're not going to Benihana for a burrito. Like, you have
you're
to just
never
not...
ordering in from Benihana, and now you might. Or you're never going to have Benihana for lunch at the office, where you would go out and get Chipotle or go out and get Moe's. Now you can go out and get a burrito at Benihana, and it's going to be better.
I understand that they're trying to get into the Uber and Uber Eats and all the for DoorDash stuff. Like, it makes sense what you're saying, Hawk. I just think it's a bad decision and a waste of money.
Does this make Hawk more likely to get hibachi for lunch?
It's the only way that I would get hibachi for lunch.
Or at a stadium. They have.
Would I get hibachi at a stadium?
They have
that,
Benny.
They have it at Hard Rock,
Benihana,
right?
Hard Rock Stadium. But we've talked about this. We're going to have a knife and or a spoon now while sitting at a stadium. The two just don't make sense. But now
it's
not
conducive.
I can eat hibachi in burrito form at a game.
The only thing I wonder, here's what I wonder, though. What's one of the great pleasures of biting into a burrito?
I don't know.
Get to the sour cream.
Oh, he likes. Hey,
I forgot
Appel,
he was
loves.
Five. I forgot he was five.
Appel, but he eats cottage cheese like soup.
What does that have to do with sour cream?
Same thing. Nasty
all
old milk.
Look alike. These are completely separate ideas. But if you bite into a burrito, and you don't get that, because I don't imagine there's even cheese on the Benihana burrito, right? Because that wouldn't make any sense.
It wouldn't.
Like, they don't even have shredded cheese at Benihana, do they?
But why not?
Well, because I don't think they have it.
They got to have cheese, though.
If Benihana has cheese on it?
They have cream cheese for, like, their
sushi. If they order in tortillas, they need to bring some cheese, too. If they're trying to adjust this to be a Uber Eats angle, they need to bring cheese in, too. That's ridiculous.
But do you want sour cream and cheese on hibachi fried rice? Is it incongruous?
Buttery. No. Yeah, buttery and delicious. I think it's a bad angle. I think it'll be gone.
Jimmy,
3 months.
Can you call Benihana and see if they have cheese Mrs. in stock?
Yes.
Make up for the Billy Peltonen mishap last segment.
Just ask him if they have cheese and sour cream in stock.
Which Benihana is more likely to answer? The one on the beach, in the beach, or the one up in the game?
The one inside of the beach.
No, I order go call the one at the stadium. call like Benihana and like Davey or Plantation or something. It's got to be one of these places.
Coral Gables. Coral Gables will answer.
Think Coral Gables? Okay. Give it a shot.
Because, Hawk, you say get away from the show, but I believe you go to Benihana's for the show. You don't go to Benihana's for the delicious food.
But not at lunchtime. That's always my point. My point is they've got this beautiful restaurant space and all these delicious ingredients. Everybody loves Benihana. But lunch comes around. I don't have time for a show. All right, hold on. Let's listen to Jimmy calling Benihana.
I have a question. Can you put sour cream in a burrito?
No. Do they have?
Jimmy.
He hung up.
What happened?
He gets very rattled.
I heard he was asking you a question. You can hear me. You don't need your headphones.
No, I know. I'm putting on my headphones.
What happened, Jimmy? You just
call back.
What happened? It just got too overwhelming.
Yeah,
that's why the bit works. But what happened? Were they pressing you on something?
No. I think I asked the question wrong.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I didn't want to know if you could put sour cream because you're taking them off the hook.
And also, what if that Benihana
sour cream?
What if that Benihana isn't serving the burritos yet?
Right. I just want to know if they have cheese and sour cream in stock.
Call them back.
You feel comfortable calling them back, or would you rather write a strongly worded letter? All right, let's get the headlines because Will Manso's going to join us this hour. We gave it a shot. We don't know yet. We'll circle back. Put this on the circle back list, Solana. We'll circle back on this.
Oh, 402.
You get
Jimmy. You got 45 minutes, bro. Get ready.
You gave it your best shot. I thought you had it there for a second.
I know, me too.
When you said I have a question, I said this guy's going to nail it. It was like, and then if this was gymnastics, you ran up to the vault. And then you just ran
right
into
the vault
and hid under a seat.
The payoff of this down the road should be Billy Peltonen or Radek Dvorak helping to make the call with him or going to Benihana.
If this was a movie, the next scene is Jimmy and Radek Dvorak having hibachi at Benihana.
The last thing I have on the circle back list, by the way, implement a daily segment where we take a break from the show to eat scones with clotted cream.
That's a great idea.
Now, why have we not implemented the scones with clotted cream break? Did that get shut down by corporate or something? I feel like we were so close to having that.
Well, Jimmy tried to call a supermarket to find out where they have clotted cream, but...
Next thing you know, he's a bone marrow donor. We don't even know how that happened.
Hey,
I have a question. Bye.
You have a question. You don't have to tell him I got a question. It's just kind of asked a question.
Oh, that was prime Jimmy right there. That was playoff Jimmy right there. Just when I think your performance cannot beat the previous performance. You pull it out of your hat, man. All right.
I want to talk to you about something. Okay. You called. Yes. What you got? Shoot.
Give me something. That was delightful.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's a best of Hockman, Crowder, and Solana on this holiday Friday of football. Friday, and we're all just kind of biding time until next Wednesday when the Hurricanes and the Buckeyes go at it on New Year's Eve. Getting excited for that already. Did you watch the football games yesterday, the Christmas Day games, or were you watching NBA yesterday, Solana, or neither?
I didn't watch anything, Hawk. We got a Switch for my nephew. Oh. I played Mario Kart on the Switch for 8 hours yesterday.
Very exciting. I hit that that Brosmer quarterback for the Vikings, over 3.5 yards rushing, 11.5 on his first scramble in the first quarter.
Nice.
Easy money. Always bet on Brosmer. Here's a segment where I'm always fascinated. You know, Crowder, he does these weird diets and he pretends to be a healthy eater. And then we see him like snacking on sausage links and stuff. Like he's a bizarre eater. Bizarre eater. So here's another segment that happened during the calendar year 2025, where we catch Crowder snacking on sausage and talking about some new fad diet. I know we're starting the 3 o'clock hour a little bit late here, but I'm having fun because Crowder's on our video monitor, but he hasn't put his headphones on, so he can't hear that we've started the segment. He's staring right at the computer, but he's obviously on a different page other than, right, everybody give Crowder the finger. We're all giving him the finger on our video screens, but he can't see it because he's not watching the video feed. And he doesn't know that we're on the air. He doesn't know, like, he's deep in thought on the computer. He's looking at, like, an Excel spreadsheet or something. He's eating mozzarella sticks or something. Now he got his headphone in. Yeah, we were starting to say, we tried to wave you down, but you were too intent on whatever you were looking at. What were you looking at? Contracts, banking accounts? What were you looking at?
It was some banking approvals to try to get some direct deposits, and I'm eating sausage links.
Is that what you the old 3 o'clock sausage link snack?
Little sausage link.
Oh. Who gnaws on a sausage? Dude, at 3 p.m. Like, what is going on there? What?
Where you get a little mustard, a little sausage link. That's a
what
good, that's
is
a good
happening
snack.
There? You have a little Tupperware, and you have it's mm-hmm. like a you know like a little container thing that's got two separate areas. Like for a kid, you've put mustard in one little section.
On one side.
And the other side, yeah. You just cooked up some sausage links?
Yeah, I got, because Publix has spicy, mild, and they have this new yes. taste like chicken feta.
You know that
they're
you don't
delicious.
Have to buy everything at Publix. Like, you can only get things that you deem worthy of bringing home. So you saw those at Publix, and you said to yourself, you know, probably about 3 o'clock, I'll be interested in a little snack. Wouldn't it be great to have some sausage links?
I don't understand. You think snacks need to be Cheez-Its and
yes.
and all this weird stuff? No.
Yeah.
What was it? Last week I was eating hamburger patty.
Hamburger
this
patty.
This week sausage link.
Hamburger patty.
Yeah. I'm on the what they call it, the caveman diet. I eat only meat vegetables. So you know what? I'll tell you this, a Cheez-It, a Lay's, that's not meat and vegetables. That's processed crap. I eat meat and vegetables. I'm a man.
To me, a snack, the only thing that's a snack in the meat category should be jerky, beef jerky. Otherwise, if it's meat, it's not a snack. You don't snack on meat. You snack on snack items. If you don't want, something processed, have some nuts, have some raisins, have some edamame. I like to snack on edamame. But to sit there,
black people don't
eat
raisins. Black people don't like raisins.
Oh, that's not true. I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Sausage link.
So how many links did you cook up for yourself? How did you cook them?
3. Well, if you really want to get into the nuts and bolts of the Crowder House, on the weekend, I barbecue for like 6 hours, and I'll make a big thing. I'll make like 25 sausage links, and then we put them in the refrigerator. And so as the kids come home from school and things, they don't have to eat Cheez-Its or grab a yogurt. They can have a good, wholesome, nutritious meal before practice. I'm raising winners. Winners.
You know what's in sausage?
In a chicken feta sausage? You know what?
Yeah.
It's chicken and feta.
Yeah, it's chicken and feathers. That's what it is. You misread the package. It ain't feta.
Hey, Hawk,
feathers.
High achievers don't get along with mediocre people.
Don't try this nonsense on me. Keep it for your kids. Keep it for your kids. And by the way, your kids absolutely hate you if you're feeding them a feta flavored anything, because kids don't like feta.
Chicken feta kale sausage link mustard. What,
bro? You're eating sausage links out of a Tupperware at 3 o'clock. Who are you, Ronnie Coleman, preparing for Mr. Olympia? Like, your kids are what, trying to meet their protein goals? Both your feet are broken. Like, what are you doing?
You'd be better off using those sausage links as like splints for your ankles.
had he put some of those sausage links in his shoes, Hawk, he would have had it easier.
Maybe you wouldn't have fallen so hard.
So you're telling me Ava goes to basketball practice. She ate some chicken feta kale sausage link, and one of her opponents have eaten Cheez-Its. Who's going to win that battle?
Oh, who's going to be happier? Who's going to be a happier child?
It's not like, it's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. Life's not about happy. It's about achievement.
Nope. It's about happiness. That's where you have it wrong.
No, happiness. Link. Happiness gets you under a bridge.
You'll live under a bridge and be
happy.
That's where you have it wrong. Well, enjoy your sausage link. We're going to do some cat talk. You have any cat talk, Solana? Sausage links.
All
hours, and he goes to see the podiatrist. They're like, so what are you doing for your feet now that you're oh, I'm eating sausage links every day at 3. you're what?
That's my rehab.
You sure you didn't hit your head? You know your feet are bad. Did you bang your head? You're eating sausage links?
Sausage link. You Delaware Chicken Farm got some fire sausage links.
I happen to like sausage links. I'm a big fan of sausage. What? I'm not gnawing on one at 3 in the afternoon, though.
Delaware got some fire turkey, chicken, and pork sausage link. Y'all are sausage link haters. Y'all want to soak and shake. Why can't you sausage link?
You know who's going to soak and shake tonight? The Florida Panthers in Boston, baby. Get ready, Boston.
A couple texts coming in regarding your sausage. Remember when Crowder was a vegetarian? Now he's eating sausage links for a snack. Somebody else texts in. Any doctor will tell you sausages are one of the most unhealthy foods ever. Someone else texts in. Teeth don't fall out from eating healthy.
Chicken feta kale? Come on, that's, boy, those are ingredients for life.
No wonder Crowder couldn't cover a tight end running around with sausages in his belly.
People don't like sausage links.
No, people love sausage.
That's crazy.
Drinks. Not at 3 o'clock at work. like that. It's like,
why did
it's
y'all
just
put...
it's the idea. I mean, what we do, this is our job. So someone at the Gap is standing behind the counter right now as some people are shopping at Town Center Mall. It would be equivalent to that person pulling out a Tupperware and just gnawing on some sausage because they wanted a snack. It's not a snack. What? Saltines, a couple of saltines.
Saltines. I just don't know.
Am I dating myself with saltines are a good snack?
Why do you put time frames on food? Like you get on me. I'm not allowed to eat Alfredo at lunch. It's delicious. I'm not allowed to eat.
Alfredo sauce is not a lunch sauce. They literally, hibachi is not. We'll ask Arande in the next segment because we've had these conversations with them before.
So open up the time frame that a sausage link is acceptable for me because it doesn't make sense.
So sausage links really for me are a breakfast item, and I would go 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. tops. The weekend, I'll give you till brunch. I'll go 2:30 on the weekend, a sausage link. But never at work. If you have breakfast at work, you never can have a sausage link as long as you live.
You can't eat a sausage link?
No. If you're at work, breakfast should consist of a donut and coffee. Maybe a bagel, but never a sausage link.
That continental breakfast crap, I'm not a fan.
Or maybe if you're at work, you get one of those cups that have like a scrambled egg in it. You know, you add some water, you put it in the microwave. And so maybe it has some sausage in it. It's like one of those cups with eggs and sausage or whatever. But that's about it. But honestly, in the afternoon at work, like if you're... you're a bank teller, you should not have sausages in a little Tupperware container that you're snacking on.
And sausages are delicious, bro.
Man. Oh.
Imagine what his home studio smells like, right? Like it just it's weird, man.
But he goes through these phases. So now he's in this phase where he's grilling 50 pounds of meat on the weekend, and you just know miserable Ava and little Chan have to be coming home from school because they know daddy's in a big grilling meat mode. So now we have to pretend that we want to snack on 6 sausages while the friend down the street's getting zingers and tasty cakes.
We were at the trampoline place the other day. They were like, "Okay, let's get some pizza. Oh, we got food at the house. We got plenty of meat at the house." Oh, we want pizza. Oh. We got meat at the house.
Poor kid.
I just made some wings.
He's in a meat mode. When he wasn't in a meat mode, the kids were not allowed to go. They couldn't even say meat. Now he's in a meat mode, and he's Crowder's probably on the trampoline at that trampoline park, and sausages are spilling out of his pockets every time he jumps up and down on the trampoline. Younger kids are tripping on the sausages because they're rolling all over the trampoline. Mass hysteria.
Hey, you gotta go link. I'm not a sausage patty guy.
I like a sausage patty. I do like a sausage patty.
You like a patty?
McDonald's sausage patty is unparalleled.
Those are good.
Give me the McDonald's sausage patty. And let me tell you something. Back in the 70s, when they'd serve the sausage patty on a styrofoam plate, you never had a better food in your life. I almost cursed. I was so excited thinking about the sausage patty on styrofoam.
Link is a superior sausage delivery system.
I like the links because you can make the pigs in a blanket. I've always maintained pigs in a blanket are actually sausage links wrapped in pancakes. A lot of people consider pigs in a blanket to be the mini hot dog wrapped in a crescent roll, but the actual pigs in a blanket, which you can get at like IHOP, are sausage links in a pancake, and those are fire, no doubt.
Yeah, they're delicious. Should I get some syrup for this link?
Oh, that'd be pretty good. Sausage and syrup. I put syrup on sausage and bacon, man. I am like elf.
Syrup. I don't know if anybody got that joke, but I got it. That's a good movie.
At the headlines with Solana, because Aronde is going to join us in a sec. So headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Everybody got that joke because everybody loves Will Ferrell, except for you. And I don't know what's going to end up being more disgusting, this era of sausage link Crowder during shows or wheel of Parmesan cheese in between segments Channing Crowder, because that's what he's been doing. Like, he would go to the kitchen, cut himself just like cheeses. He had charcuterie boards throughout the show. And
really? Yeah. I don't recall that era.
Yeah. For the past couple of months, Crowder's just been, I don't know if you've noticed.
Like, you're doing cheese and meat? You're doing cheese and meat. So you're on the Atkins diet.
Yeah, like, and Atkins, you got to get into ketosis. I'm in ketosis right now.
I hope OG's listening because it's going to
be a great segment. This guy loves a Netflix special. It's unbelievable.
Y'all are hating because I'm in ketosis and y'all aren't in ketosis. You see, I'm glowing.
I'm telling you, he's the final boss of food fads on TikTok. I've been saying this for years.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, don't
wait till
he
gets to the soaking and shaking phase on whatever he's watching, because we're gonna have quite a video feed, man.
Listen, A's gonna be so hot if I start soaking and shaking.
Holy mackerel, sausages!
Yeah, y'all are hating on my ketosis.
You are much closer to cirrhosis than you are ketosis.
I'm in ketosis right now. I feel it. My feet are tingling.
Who's eaten more sausage links over the past month? Channing Crowder, as he endeavors to hit ketosis, or Tua Tagovailoa, who might be 100 pounds over training camp weight?
I don't know, Coach. I was listening to some radio show. They were talking about sausage and cheese. Said it was very healthy.
Crowder, Tua, and Zion all have the same algorithm. That is
Zion never hit ketosis. Guaranteed.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.